This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 486, Two Things Holding You Back on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll talk about two things you are doing in your IELTS preparation that are slowing you down, stopping your IELTS learning progress, and will help you improve your study habits for positive IELTS momentum.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get confident. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Great. Yep. I just want to right away make a shout out to a fan in Portland, a lovely Brazilian woman who I met at the Portland Mercado. I know she listens to this podcast, and so I want to say hello to you and thank you for listening, and thank you for saying hello to me in person.
Yeah, that is so cool. I hope I run into one of our listeners in Boston here. Guys, if you ever spot one of us on the street in Portland, Boston, or New York, make sure you say hi. Come and tap us on the shoulder. Don't be shy. We want to meet you.
Definitely. Yeah. It was such a cool experience. I know we talked about this on the other show on All Ears English, but yeah, so cool. It was amazing. And my son was with me and I was like really proud, but I don't think he thought it was as amazing as I did, but it was really cool just to be like, work is so much more important than just like a job and hours and whatever. Yeah. I mean, impact and our goals and our, you know, why we are doing what we're doing is huge. It's for you guys. It's to help you pass IELTS. It's to help you connect in English.
Exactly.
And so to be reminded of that in person, that we actually do have an impact on real people. It's really special.
Yeah, because if we're online all day, right? All of this is done online, and sometimes it's easy to lose touch of that. And we like it when we have a chance to be reminded of that, like in the Urban English Adventures, or when we run into a listener on the street. We can see that the work really matters, and it's helping you guys. So we love it.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
It was so cool.
Okay. So what are we talking about today, Lindsay?
Well, today we're talking about the right mentality. Today's one of our lovely, what we call the tough love episodes, right? Where we're going to help out our listeners, give you guys the right mentality. Because, mindset is huge. It's not something to be overlooked. You actually have to have your mindset right. Because if you don't have your mindset right, you could have all the right materials in the world, but it won't help you.
I don't know if you can hear this like banging, but there's a workman climbing on the roof directly above me. I believe he's like cleaning off the moss and whatever. So talk about distractions. Yeah. That banging is a little bit distracting, and I hope he jumps off the roof soon. So, okay. So guys, we know that it takes a lot of time to study IELTS, right? And we've spoken about this issue before, about being smart about what you dedicate your time to doing. And this just occurred to us because we've had a couple comments from students in our course lately. And we thought, sometimes it's good to remind you guys of what might be a time waster and what definitely is not a time waster. And also just to have these sort of rules about how to study clearly, it helps you guys relax. So not only are you doing the right thing, but you're not stressing out about the wrong things, which distracts you and it takes away from effective stuff you could actually be doing, right?
Exactly. And it's not just if we're taking an exam. It's for us too with our work. Like we have to be doing the most important tasks at any given moment. We have a choice if there are a lot of things we could be doing even within our work, but we have to be doing the high level tasks that move things forward, that get the work done. And there are a lot of ways we can fool ourselves and we think we're actually doing the work, but in fact, we're procrastinating and we're not getting any closer to our goal. And I think that's what we have in common with our listeners here.
Totally. I mean, I'm sure if you look at any one day of either Lindsay's or my schedule, there's like a billion things listed there. Yeah. And I'll admit, sometimes I do look at this huge list and feel a little bit stressed out sometimes. But, you know, I'm working on this too, guys, just like you.
Yep.
I'm getting better. I am improving my ability to be able to prioritize. And then sort of not feel guilty about whatever else I'm not doing. You know, like you can't spend your time thinking about what you're not doing. You have to just focus on one thing at a time. So this is why having a system, having a study plan you can trust, this clears all of that up for you guys. I mean, maybe in your IELTS study plan, if you're trying to do this yourself, you're like, okay, today I'm going to do listening. And then you surf the web for an hour. You look at 10 different websites with different listening strategies. You're looking for a practice test, but you can't find one that is good. And that's an hour wasted.
Yeah.
Like you could spend that hour in our listening module. Learn the question types, learn the three steps to listening success, practice those skills, and you'll accomplish more
exactly
than you would in 3 hours of just wandering around the internet.
Yeah, exactly. And you can have the confidence to know that you don't need to vet the content because the content has already been vetted. Jessica has been in this IELTS world for what, how many years now? Like 13, 14?
13, 14.
Yeah.
It's, let's just say, well over a decade.
A long time. So you don't have to be taking that extra wasted time to say, is this really the right stuff I'm learning? Because there's a lot of bad information out there on IELTS. You guys know that.
Totally.
But with us, as if you have a study plan where you're with someone you know knows their stuff, you don't have to take the time to do that.
So this specific idea came up because in our study plan, guys, we have extra activities there to strengthen IELTS skills and your overall English. Okay. These are the, like Lindsay said, I have been teaching IELTS for over a decade. I have scoured the internet for resources that are valuable to you guys. And I didn't put anything on the study plan that will not directly improve your English for IELTS. So for instance, there's one activity on our study plan that guides you to a free reading activity on, it's One Stop English. They have Guardian news lessons. They're topical news lessons every month, three different levels. And so I just tell you to go to this website and do one of those lessons. Those are all the instructions that I give. And I think one of our students was worried about that because he didn't know what level and he wasn't sure why he had, or if he had to answer the questions and blah, blah, blah. Because they didn't look like IELTS questions. But guys, like instead of, just trust me. This is the point. Like, just trust us because even though they're not technically IELTS reading questions, they still improve your reading comprehension.
Yep.
You can still practice keywords and scanning. You can do that with every reading question. Plus, half of those questions are geared towards improving your academic vocabulary. All right. So it's not about reading skills. It's about vocabulary skills. Yeah. So the point is, guys, that nothing is on that study plan that will not help your IELTS skills.
Right. Right. And maybe, you know, the reason that it's on there, maybe you don't know, as you said, you know, the goal of it may be something different from what you think it is. So, you know, the point is just to trust what you see on the plan and move forward with it because it's been vetted by us.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
There you go. Exactly. I have tested out all of these activities with other students as guinea pigs, I suppose. But you guys are reaping the rewards because nothing is on there that doesn't, what's the phrase? The hold up muster?
Hold up. Pass muster, I think is the word. Or
cut the mustard?
Pass muster or something. I don't use that phrase, but I think it's a phrase.
Me neither. It's a thing. So that's the first step, you guys. Just have a solid plan and trust it, right? We know you have limited time, so don't spend your time questioning or second guessing. All right. Just put in the work, just get it done, and it will help you, right? Yeah. If you are working positively and you're learning, that's enough. Yeah. That's our goal.
Yeah. To extend on that, you know, on the other show, we've talked a lot about the effective filter and how that goes up when there's confusion. Yeah. And, you know, if you're spending time looking at the study plan and you say, okay, this is the activity, but I'm not sure if this is really what I need to do. I'm not sure if this is targeting the right skills. Your affective filter is going up because your stress level's going up.
That's true.
There's no space to actually learn from that activity. So don't do it.
And then we start focusing just on strengthening that affective filter by writing questions and, you know, trying to contact administrators or whatever, just really focusing on the barriers, instead of moving through that, moving through the insecurity of, am I learning? What am I learning? And just get past that and to the learning.
Exactly. You got it.
So the second way that we can sort of distract ourselves, guys, is by focusing on the little things. Like we've spoken before about how focusing on little tiny grammar details instead of just writing a good essay can be a waste of time. And same thing here. So we can be flexible as long as we're keeping our main goal in mind. So for example, writing task one, you have to, within 20 minutes, plan, write, and check your essay. All of that stuff has to be done in 20 minutes. Okay. If you're meeting that, then that's your goal. That's good. Don't go back and count your words and be like, okay, I have 190 words and Jessica says I can only have 180. So something is wrong. You know what? We can be a little bit flexible. Some people are faster writers than others. It's like with the brainstorming, you know, we recommend 5 minutes of brainstorming for task two, but everyone's different. Maybe you're faster. Maybe you're slower. You have to adjust for your personal ways of communication as long as you're keeping the bigger goal in mind, right? Just finishing it in 20 minutes or 40 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. The bigger goal being understanding the time constraints, understanding for writing what the examiner is going to think about when they look at your essay, right?
Right. There's enough to think about, guys, without focusing on little tiny details. But, you know, I don't want to come down hard on our students. I mean, the fact is that they are able to bring these worries to us immediately. And fortunately, with the reading worries of one of our students, I was able to respond to him within a minute. It just worked out. I was online. And then he could get past that worry and that anxiety and just do the reading lesson.
Oh, good.
So
good.
They have access to us. Same with the really awesome, amazing student. I love her. She's always in the Facebook Live sessions as well. I know how hard she's working, right? So no offense to you guys. I'm proud of you guys for coming up with these questions and coming straight to us and then getting through that and knowing what's important.
Exactly. And so I'm glad that you were able to get back to that student so he didn't waste any time. You know, he could have easily wasted a day or two just waiting, you know, waiting to hear back or something. But we try our best. Not everyone gets a reply in 1 minute, of course. But, you know, when you guys are in the course, you do have access to us in that Facebook group and we get back to you as soon as we can within business hours. Okay. So that's an advantage you get when you're not in a course. You are basically on your own.
Yeah. I mean, I just filmed a couple YouTube videos yesterday in response to a subscriber question about how to talk about plants in mm-hmm. speaking part two and part three.
Oh, wow.
Great question. It does come up on the exam. She had it on her exam. She's like, how in the heck do I do that? But unfortunately, like, I am going to answer that question. I did, but that's not going to be published for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So my there's a little disconnect there, a little lag time. But that is one of the greatest benefits of our course, that we know you have anxieties. And this is why we're talking about this today, because this does apply to all of you guys, being honest about how you're spending your time, right? If you are mm-hmm. actually improving your IELTS skills in this hour of study, or are you distracting yourself with stuff that is not important? So this is an important topic to think about. But guys, if you are in our course, you can ask us anything.
It's so cool. So are you distracting yourself with stuff that feels like it's getting work done, but it's not moving the needle forward? That's huge. That's huge. Like, is it really teaching you those key skills that are going to get you that 7 or higher? Or is it just getting little incremental things done that maybe don't even matter?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. So long story short, guys, you don't have to waste your time anymore. You don't have to flounder amidst the hundreds of IELTS resources or knowing which practice tests are valid and which ones aren't, or why this is true or why this is false and not given. Mm. You guys don't have to spend so much time sitting in your anxiety anymore. Instead, you could commit yourself to the 30-day plan or the 60-day plan. It is a challenge, you guys. We do have high standards for you, but at least you know that these hours of study are useful. So don't waste any time, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you could get started today and start feeling that confidence and that trust that you are doing everything you can to improve your scores.
Exactly. And when you hit that page, if you need a little bit more evidence, just check out the success stories. We just added about 3 or 4 new ones. You know, they are just racking up. I think there must be 35 or 40 on there at least. I don't know. There's quite a few. I've lost count at this point. We just have a lot of students who have come through the course, have succeeded, and have moved on with their lives, with their families in the new countries. So, guys, if you want to be one of that group of the alumni of Three Keys IELTS, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Awesome.
There you go. Awesome.
Okay, very cool. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. We'll see you next time.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.